is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Would like to state we have a few board openings if people are interested in serving on county boards. We have the IDA, the Park Board, and 911 boards that have availability. So if anyone would like to apply, they can get on Taney County website and submit an application there. Are there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 485666 through 485719. No warrants or journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
None.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for November 18th, 2025, along with November 25th, 2025.
Move to approve regular session minutes from November 18th, 2025, and also November 25th, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the bid recommendation. This is 202510-588. This is for the half-tank culvert with the head walls, one or more. With this morning, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Jack. Do you have a bid tabulation to present, Jack?
Yeah. Okay. So we went out to bid for these half-tank culverts. We opened them on November 19th. We only had one bidder, and that was for the rail yard in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Okay. They had both options that we were looking for on sizes. The 5.5 by 10s are $495 a foot, and the 6.5 by 11s were $565 a foot. To recommend giving the bid to the rail yard.
Okay. Where will this one be placed, Jack?
We've got two projects going on with them. Okay. One of them will be the bridge replacement at Hilltop Ranch. We're going to put three of them in there to replace that box structure. And then we're needing one of them in Pro Tem on Shady Lane for another creek crossing.
Any further questions for Jack?
I do not.
Move to award bid number 202510-588 to the Railroad Yard, Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jack. Next, we have the approval of the bid recommendation 202510-587 for the voting machines. With us this morning, we have our Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. Good morning,
ma'am. We have before you the bid recommendation for the voting machines. We followed the guidelines put in the statute put out by the state for bidding. We had one bidder respond. And so that would be Henry M. Atkins of Clinton, Missouri, for voting machines that we would like to have approval.
Okay. Now, are they a reseller or are they the actual manufacturer? Like, what is?
Resale.
Reseller.
They're Unison machines.
Okay.
That's what I was.
And do you want to you have any questions on the machines themselves, or do you have any information on the machines themselves?
I do not. I have seen them. I've seen them work. The representative will be here next week to show the commission.
Okay. Will they be demonstrating the machine, you say?
Demonstrating the machine, yes.
Okay. And that'll be at the clerk's office, or where will they have it set up here in the commission hearing room?
In here, if possible.
Okay. You guys good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What time, what day?
So, the 9th, next week. I think it was 10.
Okay.
To allow time for the meeting.
And they meet all the requirements from Secretary of State to?
Yes. Yes. We're pretty thorough in our questions, and they have been certified by the Secretary of State. I asked many, many questions of them, making sure that they count the ballots, and that's it.
Okay. Any further questions for the clerk?
No.
Anything else? Okay, so next Tuesday, 10 a.m., they'll be here to demonstrate a machine. So
correct.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Move to award bid number 202510-587 to Henry M. Adkins, Clinton, Missouri.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have the approval of the Child Support Cooperative Agreement. This is file number 25-123 PA for the prosecuting attorney. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Commissioners. Just to introduce myself again, I'm Brian Neal. I'm a first assistant prosecutor to the Child Support Unit, Springfield Regional Child Support Prosecutor's Office. We have a three-county cooperative agreement with Green, Christian, and Taney counties, and the Family Support Division to provide child support enforcement services for all three counties. Myself and three other prosecutors are sworn as assistant prosecutors in all three counties, and we handle all child support matters. We've been doing this partnership since approximately 2009. And every 3 years we have to do a renewal of it, and we're at the 3-year mark. This would be for 2026 or 2028. So I think we've had a pretty good partnership. A lot of people that we deal with kind of have cases sometimes in more than one county, so we can kind of coordinate everything and hopefully result in better outcomes. Fiscal year 2024, for all three counties, we recovered about $3.6 million in child support payments. So this, again, is just simply a renewal of the agreement for the next 3 years. It's substantially the same document. I think it had already been sent to the county's council.
Correct, yes.
Review.
Yep.
So if the commission is ready to approve that. I do have the original that's been signed by Ms. Strahan and Mr. Hughes. And unfortunately for you, Mr. Plummer, they have like 5 spots they want me to sign, and I can explain those at the appropriate time.
So. Okay. Question I have is the Tri-County region, there are level C agencies. Is that correct?
We're level C.
Level C agency.
Yeah.
And then the restrictions are the guidelines that go with that in Section C is spelled out in the contract or the agreement.
Yes.
And everybody's familiar with the requirements of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We have very strict audit like requirements with Family Support Division and what they provide us.
And then representation at the Eastern District Courts. There was some of that stuff in the Section C.
Yeah. Correct.
We would have attorney representation.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 7th, 2025, approving the agreement. Say agreement. Let me back up. Yeah, approving the agreement as to form. The one we have in front of us is from January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2028.
Do you guys have any questions?
Do not.
In the motion, do you mind to give me the authority to sign?
Is your signature line not on there? It has your title.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Scratch that.
It does in that one spot.
Yeah, we've got, there should be, and I don't know if yours.
It does in both, I'm sorry.
Does it have it everywhere?
Yeah.
And unfortunately also, there's one that they want your notarized signature on
okay.
for some reason, so.
Yeah, I'll get with you after the meeting.
Okay, okay.
Can't tell about this one.
There's one section that is, there's a couple non-applicable sections. Because all the counties of Missouri get the same document, but it may vary on what set that is signed.
I think it has your name on it.
Yeah.
Move to approve the Child Support Cooperative Agreement binding between the Missouri Department of Social Services and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, sir. If you can hang around just
yeah,
for a bit. We'll get done here. I'll meet up with you
okay.
and we'll get that taken
Excellent.
Care of.
Excellent. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, next we have Allis Acres and Arney Property and Casualty Renewal Proposal. And we do reserve the right, we may need to go into executive session. I'll leave that up to Ms. Ashley Cook.
Thank you.
Oh, good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning.
With us this morning from Allis and Acres, we have Ms. Ashley Cook and Jeff
Chronister.
Yes. Jeff Chronister with us this morning.
Our purpose here today is
couldn't see him because you almost like had a blindfold on.
Yeah.
It's only a temporary one. It's partial. You can still see out of one.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
He doesn't get too aggressive. He might have a bag of cotton balls he throws at you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for your time. What we're here to do today is to go through this renewal. We're kind of at a 30,000-foot view on it. We don't have the full, all the details and everything. If you want to go into more, we've got the time. But I know your agenda is pretty packed. The first thing I want to kind of go over and kind of debrief on is our loss analysis. That's the looks like this. It says County of Taney loss analysis. This is a four-year kind of a rolling average of losses in the county loss ratio. You can see on there that there's been some pretty bad losses. There's been a couple of bad years. Overall, we're at 120% loss ratio. When we say loss ratio, that's, of course, the premiums that the company takes in versus the losses that they pay out. So they're paying out 20% more than they take in over a four-year period. That's one of the key indicators that they look at when they price the account, when they do the renewals. They look at that, and they look at your exposure. So they look at the growth of the county, increase in employees, law enforcement, vehicles, equipment, that type of thing. So this is one key component. You can see that back in 24, from 24 to 25 period, that there's been a huge decrease in the auto losses. Auto's been one of the hot areas that's been pretty much driving the loss ratio. So we recommended in 24 that the county take a look at putting telematics in all the vehicle, and that was approved, and it has been hugely successful, along with taking a little higher deductible on the physical damage. That's driven that loss ratio down from 340 in the 24-25 year down to 4% in our current year. So we're not through the year yet, but we're getting close. Okay. So that's kind of the silver lining. What's the risk management techniques that the county's doing is paying off there. The carrier needs to see a couple of years before they really start looking at cutting rates and doing stuff like that, giving more discounts, but that is working. So the other thing that they look at, like I said, is the exposure. So this page here, this little packet here, is kind of the review of the exposure, so your property, equipment, autos, employees, your liability, that type of thing. Page 6 starts with the property. There's a 3% replacement cost increase just to kind of keep up with construction inflation. So the values of the county's property are up from a limit standpoint, 3%. No changes in deductibles, those are all the same.